You just can't. Check this out, guys, because there's drones over your homes and yeah, some Patrick Mahomes and everything that's going on here is I'm not alone. It's just crazy. Can I put a shout out right now for www.noblegoldinvestment.com? That's www.noblegoldinvestment.com. Listen, Noble Gold Investments, pleased to let you know that gold was the top performing asset in 2022. According to the long-term trends.net, gold was actually outperformed the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, and Bitcoin in 2022. And according to this information, what are we doing? What are we waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with noblegoldinvestment.com. That's www.noblegoldinvestment.com. And they will give you 1/4 of an ounce of gold, American Gold Eagle coin, 1/4 of an ounce of American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You will get this coin for free. Are you serious? Listen, you can't go wrong with noblegoldinvestments.com. Thousands of people and thousands of reviews have said so. Matter of fact, pick up the phone and call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And tell them that Pastor Paul Begley sent you there. You'll be glad you did. No doubt about that. Well, guys, this is crazy. This is the times we're living in. The Bible tells us that we would see these days. No doubt about that. And we really are. I never, and when I say that, it says it because woe unto you. Woe unto you that live in the cities and they're house to house. Now, that alone will create problems. People living too close upon top of each other, that creates issues. That creates temptation, frustration, crime, lots of different things. But whenever people's space is being violated by surveillance, you listen, we have a Fourth Amendment that's supposed to protect us from unlawful search and seizures. But what if the police state has joined forces with the technology of today? Then now, nothing's sacred, nothing's protected, and nothing is private. That's what's been happening. I'm gonna give you some information here, and we're gonna talk about that in that new webinar coming out next Friday, January 27th. It's a part of that webinar. Now I'm getting more information. You know, and I've talked to different people working in government agencies. I've talked to people, I've been visited myself by the NSA. I know what it feels like. But also, you know, there's a file on a lot of us. At the FBI or the CIA or maybe the Department of Homeland Security or maybe or the NSA or maybe even the TSA may know who you are. They know, everybody knows everything about you, and how they do is they're listening to everything you say and do and watch and tweet and text and call and travel, every ping off every tower. All of it is being recorded and monitored and can be used against you later without a search warrant even in this new police state of the New World Order. Well, how police are partnering with private tech companies to spy on everything you do. According to reports, in an age of surveillance, there is no private lives everywhere in the public, nowhere. Surveillance cameras have mounted on utility poles, traffic lights, businesses and homes, license plate readers, ring doorbells, GPS devices, dash cameras, drones over your home while you're on the phone, store security cameras, geofencing, geotrafficking, Fitbits, Alexa, internet connected devices. They are roughly 1 billion surveillance cameras worldwide. There's only 8 billion people. And that number continues to grow thanks to the wholehearted adaptation by the governments of the world, especially law enforcement and military agencies, and businesses and individual consumers. With every new surveillance device, we welcome into our lives, the government gains yet another toehold into our private world. Indeed, empowered by advances in surveillance technology and emboldened by rapidly expanding public-private partnerships between law enforcement and the intelligence community and the private sector, police have become particularly alert at sidestepping the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Critical to this end run around the Fourth Amendment's against unreasonable search and seizure is what I call now unreasonable electronic search and seizure by government agents in a pass play that allows police to avoid public transparency requirements, open bids, public meetings, installation protocols, by having private companies and individuals do the upfront heavy lifting for them, leaving the police to just harvest the intel on the back end. You might say, well, Paul, don't worry about it. If you don't do anything wrong, you don't have nothing to worry about. Here's the problem. You don't have to do anything wrong, folks. But anything can be skewed against you. Anything could be used maliciously, planting by everybody and anything. I mean, look, we know photoshopping goes on. We know voice changing goes on. We know facial changing recognition. There's now apps that can change your face to look different on camera than it actually is. You could be framed in so many different ways now, it's not even funny. So Stingray devices, facial recognition technology, body cameras, automatic license plate readers, gunshot detection, predictive police software, and that's Minority Report. Remember that one? Police, predictive police software, AI enhanced video analytics, real-time crime centers, fusion centers. All of these technologies and surveillance cameras and programs rely on public-private partnerships that together create a very sticky spider web, if you will, from which there is no escape. What a web we weave. WWW. As the cost of these technologies becomes more affordable for the average consumer, an effort underwritten by the tech industry and encouraged by law enforcement agencies and local governing boards. This is crazy. It's unbelievable, really. These local governing boards, all of this has, what it's done is this, it's turned benefit from access to surveillance, they don't even need to include their budgets. The big cities, the small towns, the urban, the suburban, the rural communities alike are adding themselves into the surveillance state with an interconnected grid. What this adds up to is a government agencies like the FBI, the NSA, the Department of Homeland Security, and others, as well as the CIA and local police, is a surveillance map that allows them to track someone's movements over time and space. Hopscotching from doorbell camera feeds and business security cameras to public cameras on utility poles, license plate readers, traffic cameras, and drones. They can go interact. So the connection, the Internet of all things, is connecting everything to be analyzed, scrutinized, and recognized. Matter of fact, it has all been eliminated, the notion of privacy, and radically redrawn the lines of a new Marxist, a new draconian society, a George Orwell, right out of the pages of his book of 1984. Between our public and private lives. Over the past 50 years, surveillance has brought about a series of revolutions to how governments govern and how populations are policed, to the deterrent of all of us. Cybersecurity expert Adam Scott Wandt identified three such revolutions. First, the surveillance revolution. That came about as a result of government video cameras being installed in public areas. There were reported 51 million surveillance cameras blanketing the United States in 2022. It's estimated that Americans are caught on camera an average of 238 times a week, every one of you. That's 160 times per week while driving, 40 times a week when you're at work, 24 times per week while running out running errands and shopping, 14 times a week through various other channels and activities. That doesn't even touch on the coverage by surveillance drones, which remain relatively covert part of police spying operations with military connections. The second revolution occurred when law enforcement agencies started forging public-private partnerships with commercial establishments like banks and drugstores and parking lots in order to gain access to their live surveillance feeds. The use of automatic license plate readers manufactured, distributed by the likes of Flock Safety, once deployed exclusively by police, are now spreading a homeowners association and gated communities. Extend the reach of the surveillance state that much further afield. It's a win-win for police budgets and local legislators when they can persuade businesses and residential communities to shoulder the cost of the equipment and share the footage. And they can conscript the citizens to spy on each other through cross-sourced surveillance. So now we're all spying on each other. Now we sound like Nazi Germany. And the third revolution was ushered in when the growing population of doorbell cameras, such as Ring and Amazon's video surveillance doorbell and Google's Netcam. Amazon has been particularly aggressive in its pursuit of relationship with police, enlisting them in its marketing efforts and growing so far as to hosting parties for police, providing free Ring doorbells and deep discounts, sharing active camera maps of Ring door owners, allowing access to the law enforcement neighborhood portal, which enables police to directly contact owners for access to their footage and coaching police on how to obtain footage without a warrant. Ring currently partners with also other law enforcement agencies and 455 different fire departments agencies. So it all keeps growing and growing and growing. Now, besides all these things, guys, I personally know, after talking to those in the intelligence community, that you might say, well, you heard when it first came out that they can hear what you're saying and see what you're doing anytime they want to through your television screens, and that's absolutely a fact. They don't even deny that one no more. And they've been using that technology for quite some time. But also, it became, one of my conversations with the NSA, they told me, they said, Begley, it don't matter if you get rid of all your unhook, you can cut your cord, you can throw all your televisions out in the street, you can get rid of all your computers and throw away all your phones, we don't care. We're still listening to you. Every day, every moment, anytime we want, and recording it, through your lamp, through your microwave, through your refrigerator, through anything that's plugged into the wall, we can turn it into a microphone and it can record and we can listen. It doesn't matter. Anywhere there's an outlet in your house that you plug anything, a hairdryer, they don't care what it is, they will use it. It will become a microphone to hear and record everything that's said and done. So that takes away all privacy, basically. You don't have any. You say, well, Pastor, as long as I don't do any breaking the law, it shouldn't matter. That's not, you're right. It shouldn't matter, but it will matter. In an age where voice makeover can be done, in an age when facial recognition, basically Photoshop video of your face on something else and put you in a different place and you didn't even have to be there. So, though there's advantages to catching criminals with this technology, and that's so true, there's also the potential to violate your Fourth Amendment right with this technology, which is certainly already going on. So you're now living in a police state. You're now under the eye of Big Brother. And you're now under the eye of Big Brother's intentions. For instance, when Big Brother decides that you are a problem to the state because you won't conform to the new rules of this new utopian society, maybe it's your faith. Maybe the fact you have a Bible in your house, you read it, and you're not supposed to have one. Maybe it's because you like to sing gospel songs. Maybe it's because you pray when prayer's not allowed. Maybe you don't know what and how the change, the assault that will be on your faith, your freedoms, and your family. You're going to find out. Because according to the Bible, everything you do will be monitored, scrutinized, and implemented into a system to decide whether or not you are worthy to even buy or sell, to even own property, to own a car, to work a job. You'll be put into different levels based on your social credit score. In other words, based on your willingness to comply with the new world order.
I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. But now I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all day long. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but Lord, I can't. You hold in my hand. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. These mountains, they're too high, and the valley's too wide. Trust him, I'd be less of a man.
Oh, that's right.
You hold in my hand.
So remember this, even though they can hear everything you say, do, sort of like Daniel when he was thrown in the den of lions because he prayed three times a day when he was told not to, or like the three Hebrew boys who refused to bow to the image of the beast, was cast into the fiery furnace. The Lord said, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Give your life to Jesus Christ. We're running out of time. I'll be back with more right here on The Coming Apocalypse.